VIP. Let's kick it.
Oh, you hear that music, you know what time of the week it is here on Robbie and Rex Road, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our good friend Chris Mason, Predators TV analyst, brought to you by Coleman Tractor, Tennessee's largest Kubota dealer. C-Mace, what's going on, my man? How we doing?
What's up? Doing great. Sun's out. Got my intro music played. I'm ready to go.
It's a good day for Chris Mason thus far. We'll try not to derail that throughout the course of this interview here. Chris, I want to start with just the game on Sunday against Dallas. A crazy game. You're up 3-0. You blow the lead in the third period, and you're able to get it done in the shootout. What did you think of that game, and what did you think specifically of Pekka's performance in that game? I thought he was outstanding for the majority of that game.
Yeah, I thought he was excellent. I mean, even if you look at the goals, there's not much he could have done on those goals. For the most part, he was spectacular. Breakaways and, you know, that Pavelski breakaway in the second period was huge. I just thought, you know, if this team's going to have any chance any night, they need him to be awesome, and he was awesome. He was awesome that game. So, you know, Dallas is they're missing some guys, but they've still got a lot of firepower, a lot of guys that can put the puck in the net, and on a power play as well. So Pekka was there when he needed to be. It's unfortunate, like you said, the third period that I wouldn't say melt down a little bit, but the Johansson penalty probably set them back, and that was a pivotal point in the game. So that undisciplined penalty. I know Roman got hit, but you're up 3-1 at that point, and you just can't afford to take that penalty. That's when you have to kind of bite your tongue and save it for another day. But that was out of frustration to put them on their heels, and they ended up Dallas got a point, but we know they came back and won. So at the end of the day, it was a good resilient effort to pull it out.
Simeon, what do you think about Roman and what we've seen from him? You know, just since Saturday, stuff he said, his demeanor on the ice, it looks like he's kind of fed up with some things. What do you think about that? Have you noticed that? And what do you think, I guess, that does for the team?
Well, I honestly, if your captain's getting to a point where I'm sure, the coaches have tried to change the message, come down hard, watch lots of video, take it easy, take a step back, let the guys breathe, to try to figure out what's going on, to try to get some consistency with this team. And, as a captain, you take on a lot of that burden and you take on a lot of that weight, because it's some of it, I guess you feel, which it probably does, falls on your shoulders. So I think he's noticeably frustrated because essentially he's the one that when things aren't going well, he's got to face the music and he's answering the same questions. And you get to the point, like you said, Joe, like he's frustrated in the media. He gives great answers and he's very open and available and all that kind of stuff. But on the ice, I'm starting to see that a little bit too. This is a guy that these guys are used to winning. These guys are used to having success and not having to deal with this for this long of a stretch. Every team goes through it at some point, but this is, kind of went on a little too long. So it's got to be frustrating for him, especially, and then you had the physical abuse that he took last game and he didn't get called, but I think it's all kind of mounting on him. And I noticed the same things.
Preds TV analyst Chris Mason on the line with us, brought to you by Coleman Tractor, Tennessee's largest Kubota dealer. And C-Mace, we've talked to you a lot about Elli Tolvanen and his progression away from the puck. I want to focus in specifically right now on the shot that he's got. I mean, the two he had over the weekend on the power play, just ripping the puck, especially that one in Dallas. I mean, that was a world-class, elite-level shot. As a goaltender, and it's interesting, we talked about this yesterday with Darren as well, when you've got guys where it's no secret where they're going to be, you know that guys like Ovechkin and Stamkos, they're in the same spot every game on the power play, and yet they're always so productive. They're always so dangerous with their shot. As a goaltender, what's it like to face a guy like that with a shot the caliber that Tolvanen has?
Well, honestly, it gets to a point where you start to guess a little bit as a goaltender because it plays mind games with you. When you have Ovechkin, you're like, okay, he's going to go, or Stamkos, same thing. He's going to try to go under the bar on the blocker, and then they blow one. Middle of the net, glove side. And it's their accuracy. Those guys shoot the puck, obviously, a ton, in terms of velocity. They can get that thing going up in a hurry. But it's their accuracy that sets them apart, because there's a lot of guys that can blast the puck and it comes off their stick. You're like, oh my God, look at that shot. But it's like 10 feet wide. But those guys, they just have such control of where that puck goes. And there's those little, you know, those little areas, those little corners or little sweet spots that you can get a goalie if you hit that spot. And Tolvanen, to me, you know, he's different than those guys because he's a lefty on the left side. But he just walks in, and now, especially with his confidence, you know, I think we'd all agree we're starting to see, you know, what was advertised with him at different levels, and now the confidence is coming. And I just really, you know, with the way this season is going, you kind of have to look for bright spots and things to be encouraged by. And, you know, depending on how this next couple weeks, you know, goes, you're looking to the, you know, who's going to be the cornerstones and the big parts of your team moving forward and all that kind of stuff. And I've really, really enjoyed watching his development. He's taken a massive, massive leap in his development. He's gritty. He's not scared of the physical stuff. He'll go to the net. He's good defensively. And now we're starting to see, you know, what we've all been waiting for, which is that shot. So it's, I've been really impressed with him.
Well, you just used the word cornerstone, Chris. Do you think that he can be that kind of guy for years for this franchise?
I mean, I do. You know, it's early, and you know, with him, which we always say he's still a very young man, there's lots of development left. And, you know, every time I've seen him, he's gotten better and better, a little bit better each time. But this last, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks, you know, it's been a huge leap. And the coaching staff, because of the way he's played defensively in all areas of his game, he's been rewarded and put up on, you know, playing with some better players on the first, you know, power play unit, and he's just paying huge dividends, and you could see his confidence grows every game. And I think he's definitely a huge piece moving forward. I mean, you know, it's maybe too early to say is he you know, Roman Josi or, you know, that type of a, you know, stature of a player, but he definitely could be.
C-Mace, you've seen Carolina a couple of times this year. Obviously the Predators on the road in Carolina for the first time tonight. What stood out to you about the Hurricanes? They've won 5 in a row. They are playing really, really well right now. What makes them so dangerous?
Oh, they play fast. You know, obviously, you know, there's a difference between having a bunch of guys on your team that can skate fast and a team that can play fast. And what I mean by that is Carolina, they have such mobile defensemen that when they get the puck, they're moving to their forwards in motion, and their forwards handle the puck and they keep going and they support each other. Their transition is instantaneous. I think, you know, after we'd played Detroit and Columbus and Columbus again, then when Carolina stepped in, it was like night and day the way that they moved the puck and the way that they were able to transition through the neutral zone and create offense. I think it caught the Preds, you know, a little bit by surprise. I know it did me, just how good they were, how fast they played. But they got better as the game went on. It's not like they, you know, the Preds aren't a fast team and they can't adapt to that and adjust. But that's the thing to me, is to be ready for that, because Dallas is a different team as well. Dallas, you know, they'll try to bore you 5-on-5 and play a big, heavy game and make it tough that way. And they're not always on the attack, where Carolina is. They get the puck and go. So to me, that's the most impressive thing about them. And they work hard.
C-Mace, what stood out to you about Rem Pitlick? Obviously, the Predators, they continue to be in a tough spot injury-wise with Ryan Ellis being out of the lineup. We found out over the weekend Matt Duchene going to be out for the next 3 to 5 weeks as well. And Pitlick, a guy who's been lighting it up at the AHL level. They originally gave him the assist on Sunday that's since been taken away, so I guess still looking for his NHL or his first NHL point. But what stood out to you about Rem Pitlick, and what do you kind of see his future looking like here with the Predators?
I've always liked him. I liked him the first game. I just think he's such a smart player. You know, he came in, and this is one of the hardest things, to come in and be effective defensively in the National Hockey League. Guys can come in sometimes, you know, get some offense right away, depending on who you're playing with, and have that kind of success, but often look lost on the other side in the defensive zone, and you become a liability and all those types of things. Kind of like Tolvanen was when he first came. He was, you know, some areas needed to work on in that department. But Pitlick is, you know, you always hear the term, you guys use it too, is a 200-foot player. He's good in every aspect of the game. He's good in faceoffs. You can play him on the penalty kill if you have to. He's got some great offensive skill. He's just a good all-around player. And the thing that I notice most about him when coming back now is just his his decisiveness and the way that he feels more comfortable in offensive situations. I think he's really poised type of a hockey player. He's just a good, you know, he's got high hockey IQ. So I really think that he's another guy that, you know, was one of the guys that we all talked about at the beginning of the year that had potential to make this team in a taxi squad. But I think it was, you know, it ended up working really good because he got to go down, score a bunch of goals, come back up, and you can just tell he's feeling good and he's carrying that over. So I was impressed by him as well.
Preds TV analyst Chris Mason has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by Coleman Tractor, Tennessee's largest Kubota dealer. C-Mace, appreciate you taking time to join us and have fun watching the game tonight against Carolina.
All right, thanks, fellas.
Absolutely. C-Mace. Chris Mason joins us every week here at 8:30 on Tuesdays. And it's funny, like you think about right now some of the younger guys to be excited about. Obviously, Tolvanen getting a lot of the headlines right now, but I agree. Like, I think Pitlick, and I said it last week here on the show, I think he's ready. I think he's NHL ready at this point, and I was impressed by what I saw out of him in one game in Dallas.
Bring on Tomasino. Make
he's
it a
the next one,
make
baby.
It a trifecta.
Just keep going with him. The young one's coming up.
That's right.
That may be a point they get to a little bit later in the season. We'll have to see how that goes. But speaking of the game tonight for the Predators against Carolina, it's time for Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025, and you'll have your chance to select a goal scorer for tonight's game for the Predators. And if you win, you'll get a prize pack brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.